It's Wednesday morning and time for Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESP Financial for banking, investments, trusts, and mortgage. And we say good morning on this Wednesday to Candace Wakeman, Head of Marketing, ESP Financial. Candace, good morning.
Good morning, Ron.
How you doing today?
I'm doing good. It's a little cold out there, but we're doing really good over here.
A little, just a couple of more cold days and we'll warm up by the weekend. How about that?
Yes.
And how about we talk about savings today, Candace? Save, save, save.
Yes. So this week is America Saves Week, and we'd like to encourage the community to dedicate this week to pause and do a financial check-in. Each day this week, along with America Saves, we will be sharing savings advice over on our social media. And I thought today I would give a little bit of overview of what we've shared so far and what is still to come this week.
All right. You know, I know that saving is important. It's an important part of our lives, and it helps us set a path towards building financial resilience, which is something we can all use and continue to navigate through this pandemic. Also good to maybe get a clear view of our finances, maybe set some financial goals, and then make a plan to achieve them.
Yes, Ron, I 100% agree. We kicked off America Saves Week on Monday by talking about the most effective way to save, which is saving automatically. The two best ways that we see to save automatically are to split into a direct deposit or have your bank automatically transfer a predetermined amount from your checking to your savings. By saving automatically, you'll adopt a set it and forget it approach. That increases your success. And remember, saving is a habit, not a destination. Tuesday, we talked about how you can save for the unexpected. While saving for emergencies is always a much discussed topic in personal finances, here's something it's not widely discussed, is saving for the opportunities. Consider reframing saving for that dreaded emergency and recognize that you're also going to be saving for fun and positive opportunities. I don't know about you, Ron, but I like the idea of saving for opportunities instead of the emergency fund.
I am with you. Opportunity all the way. All right, Candace, what can we expect to see the rest of the week?
Yeah, so today we're going to be talking about saving for retirement. I know I have talked a bit about this a few weeks ago, but remember to start small and think big when it comes to retirement. Increasing your retirement contributions by 1% each year can go a long way. It's important for you to determine your retirement lifestyle, too, so that you know you can save for what you want in retirement. Thursday, we'll be talking about becoming debt-free. If you don't consider paying down debt as savings, you definitely should. We will be sharing a few more tips on paying down debt on our social media, so make sure to check that out. And then lastly, on Friday, we will be talking about saving as a family. What better way to strengthen your family bond than to save as a family? This year, make saving your family tradition by setting a yearly goal and making a plan to reach it. You can accomplish so much when you work together as a family.
I'll tell you what, Candace, sound saving advice right there, and saving throughout the week. Great tips all week from ESP Financial. All right, Candace, how about a money message?
Yeah, so I just wanted to remind everyone that we will be sharing so much more over on our social media. So tune in there and take the pledge with us to commit to saving money, reducing debt, and building wealth over time.
Good stuff. Thank you, Candace.
Thank you, Ron.
Candace Wakeman, Head of Marketing, ESP Financial. Managing Your Money is brought to you by ESP Financial and Emporia Tradition since 1901, with locations in Emporia and Manhattan. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.